Ethanol is made from corn and other grains. It's often used as a gasoline additive, including in the cleaner-burning reformulated gas sold in southeastern Wisconsin. Governor Doyle is today delivering a little over $1 million to the Ace Ethanol Company for opening a plant in Stanley last summer and reaching a production goal of 10 million gallons. Robert Sather chairs Ace's board of directors. He says the state has already gotten back $3 million in taxes on the $35 million plant, and Sather says some people in the west central Wisconsin city have jobs.
We now employ about 35 people, and we would have gone perhaps someplace else. In addition to that, there's going to be expansion. We'll be putting another $20 million of expansion program to Ace Ethanol.
Sather says Ace will install another air pollution control device. He also says Ace plans to build two other plants worth $60 million, which will use byproducts of the ethanol production. Now, another company runs an ethanol plant in Monroe, and there's a court fight over a potential plant near Oshkosh. But citizens groups in Cambria and some other cities have blocked ethanol plants. Madison attorney Glenn Stoddard represents some of the opposition groups.
Most of the people that live in the areas impacted by these facilities are not happy with them and consider them nuisances and see a lot of problems developing with them. There's a certain sector of the economy, the agricultural industry, that seems to be cheerleading these things, but even there it's questionable whether it's really helping farmers very much at all.
Stoddard hopes ethanol incentives will vaporize from the next state budget, and he wants more emphasis on energy conservation. But large ethanol producers like Archer Daniels Midland have just settled a pollution fight with the EPA and plan to keep on turning corn into fuel. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.